It is the number of children that is striking. There are babies just a few weeks old. These Syrians have fled civil war, and they've just spent up to 20 days at sea in an old fishing boat.
The migrants here at Catania station are exhausted. They've barely got off the boat after their arduous journey across the Mediterranean, and they're about to start the next leg of their journey north on the night train to Milan.
They bring with them tales of horror from Syria.
They bombed my house. My four-month-old daughter was killed. A block of the ceiling fell on her. I have another two boys. I picked them up right then and fled.
There is at least a friendly face waiting in Catania. Nawal Soufi is a Moroccan-Italian woman known as the Angel of the Migrants. She and her friends distribute baby food and clothes, but also words of advice and encouragement. I love you all. You are my family, she says. God bless you and may you achieve your dreams. Soufi is part of a group of activists working along the migrant trail through Italy, known as La Rete, or the Network. Part of their work is helping migrants avoid becoming the victims of conmen.
Today, for example, a group of conmen offered to drive them to the north for €500 each. I explained to the migrants that they have the right to take a train normally, even in front of the police.
Soufi explains why she is dedicated to helping the migrants.
So I can feel like a human being when I get home at night, so that I don't feel I'm a part of the tragedy, so I don't feel I have the blood of these people on my hands.
After setting off from North Africa, migrants often call Soufi from a satellite phone so she can alert the Coast Guard. It's earned her the nickname Lady SOS. Earlier this month, up to 900 migrants died when their boat sank off Libya. Soufi says Europe's inaction is an outrage.
Is it impossible that Europe cannot guarantee a humanitarian corridor and that each country takes a share of these migrants? We are considered democratic countries where we know all about human rights. But perhaps now we know that that is only on paper, because 900 people is not just a number.
These migrants have survived that deadly journey. Now they face new fears and challenges. Nawal Soufi is on the platform, waving a Syrian flag to see them off, urging them to be strong. She will return tomorrow, ready to help the next wave of desperate migrants arriving on this corner of Europe's southern shores. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, Catania, Italy.